Starbucks Corporation, my second case is Starbucks Corporation versus McKinney, number 23367. This case comes to us on a writ of certiorari to the United States Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit. The National Labor Relations Board can bring in-house enforcement proceedings against employers and labor unions for engaging in unfair labor practices. Section 10J of the National Labor Relations Act authorizes the board to seek a preliminary injunction from a federal court while these administrative proceedings take place. This case requires us to determine what standard governs the board's request for a preliminary injunction under Section 10J. To assess whether the board was entitled to a preliminary injunction under Section 10J, the District Court and the Sixth Circuit applied a two-part test that asked whether there is reasonable cause to believe that unfair labor practices have occurred and whether injunctive relief is just and proper. Applying that test, the courts concluded that an injunction was warranted. In an opinion filed with the clerk today, we vacate and remand. When Congress empowers courts to grant equitable relief, there is a strong presumption that courts will exercise that authority in a manner consistent with traditional principles of equity. The traditional criteria for preliminary injunction requires the plaintiff to make a clear showing that he is likely to succeed on the merits, that he is likely to suffer irreparable harm in the absence of preliminary relief, that the balance of the equities tips in his favor, and that an injunction is in the public interest. Nothing in Section 10J displaces the presumption that these traditional principles govern. The board insists that the standard applied below is merely a context-sensitive application of the traditional criteria. We disagree. The standard applied by the courts below substantively lowered the bar for the board to obtain a preliminary injunction. For these reasons and others set forth in our opinion, we vacate the judgment of the Sixth Circuit and remand for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. Justice Jackson has filed an opinion concurring in part, concurring in the judgment, and dissenting in part.